everyone, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. From New Orleans, Louisiana, today we have Elizabeth Boyle Konechny.
When my little boy was younger, he refused to color on a pre-drawn coloring sheet. Instead, he chose to turn over the outlined model that was already drawn, where he was greeted with a blank canvas. There, he let his artistic abilities run wild and free. I realized that he didn't want to be told exactly how to be an artist. The pre-drawn lines confined him. Instead, in his childlike manner, he decided to let God's talents be illuminated on the blank paper, where he reflected God's limitless ideas instead of limiting his artistic abilities to what someone else had already drawn. I was recently reminded of this memory as I was talking with a Christian Science practitioner. I called her to pray with me about the direction of my life. She spoke about listening intently and shared this verse from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The sharp experiences of belief in the supposititious life of matter, as well as our disappointments and ceaseless woes, turn us like tired children to the arms of divine love. I had been busy trying to outline God's divine love's plan for my life. I found that I was confining his limitless work instead of turning wholeheartedly for his plan to unfold. Just like an outlined, pre-drawn picture didn't pique my son's artistic interest, I couldn't outline God's plan and expect it to unfold creatively. Instead, just like my son turned that outline picture over, I'm turning to God for direction, allowing my talents to express divine love's order and majesty. In the Bible, Isaiah tells us, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God's plan for each of us is so much better than our own.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2021.